Marilyn in California, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
I'm the president of a homeowners association in a condo building. We have six small townhouses and one water heater. It's about 16 years old, and one of these days it's going to go. And I've been wondering if it's possible to use a tankless water heater to replace this for, you know, six units.
Absolutely.
Well, it would be a tankless per unit, correct?
Not necessarily, Leslie. It depends on the size. Now, you would have to have it sized correctly by the plumber that installed it, but it might be that a single tankless could do it, or there could be a series of two or three tankless that are hooked up together side by side that work together. This is a very common situation in a commercial building, and very often the solution is some number of water heaters hooked up in series, but they have to be done correctly because they're all computer controlled in order to keep the flow where it needs to be. They need to be properly installed, but certainly tankless is a good option. I presume here, Marilyn, that you have gas-fired water
heater? We do, but okay. here's an issue, because I've been in some condos where they had them in individual units, and one person I know had it retrofitted, and it's on the third story, and it takes forever to get hot water in her kitchen downstairs, and we have a pump, a circulating pump, that keeps hot water going for a good portion of the day.
I see.
How do you stop from having to use a lot of water to get to your hot water, or could you?
Well, you would have to do some new plumbing.
Uh-huh.
The advantage of tankless water heaters is that they're small. I don't know if you do one per unit, but maybe one per floor or something like that. You may be able to get additional ones, but remember, that's going to require additional plumbing work to close that loop. The idea that you're circulating a hot water loop throughout the whole building is wasting an enormous amount of energy, an enormous amount. And I'd love to see you find a solution around that. But I think that at this point, considering the age of that unit, it's a good idea to bring in a good contractor or a number of them and let them give you some options and some pricing for those options, because as an association, you have the ability to fund that perhaps over some number of years, so it wouldn't be a dramatic cost all at the same time.
Okay. All right. I really appreciate all that feedback.
And you're
welcome,
Marilyn.
Your show. I listen to it every week.
Thanks so much.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.